carry your money in would be a
wallet, a billfold, a purse, a coin purse.
And something a woman would wear around her neck. She had a lot of things strung up together.
A necklace. Beads.
She'd call that a what of beads?
A string.
Huh?
A string.
Okay. And something she'd wear around her wrist.
It was a bracelet.
And what did men used to wear to hold up their pants?
Suspenders.
Any old-fashioned name for that?
Yes, but I can't think of it. Suspenders.
Did you ever hear of gallop?
A what?
Gallop?
No.
What about something you'd hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella? A parasol?
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
The last thing you put on a...
The parasol comes from the word sun, sol.
Mm-hmm.
Para el sol, un parasol. It's to stop the sun. A sun stopper, a parasol. It stops the sun, parasol.
What does para mean?
Para?
Huh?
Stop, off. Para el sol, it stops the sun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a parasol.
Is that word parasol used in Spanish nowadays?
Yes. Un paraguas o parasol.
Mm-hmm.
Paraguas is for water and parasol is for the sun. Parasol is to stop the sun and paraguas is for the to stop the water.
How do you spell that paraguas?
P-A-R-A.
Uh-huh.
S-O-L, it's two words.
Uh-huh. What about the other one?
P-A-R-A, paraguas, A-G-U-A-S, waters.
Mm-hmm.
A-G-U-A is water, agua.
Mm-hmm.
Paraguas is to stop the water.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're stopping not one, you're stopping a whole bunch of it, you know, the drops.
Mm-hmm.
It's the plural.
What about the last thing you put on a bed, a fancy cover?
Well, it was a bedspread or a... What did they call it? Bedspread is about all I would
think. What about something that women would make to put on the bed for warmth?
Well, it would be a... I've got one in there now, an afghan.
Mm-hmm.
Or a quilt.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what an afghan is?
What's that?
It's a kind of a quilt. It's made out of crochet and it's different colors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of knitted. It's not close like a quilt is.
Mm-hmm.
A quilt is made of little pieces and then they put other things on the bottom. It's sewed to a solid piece of material or sewed together. Corners and squares and diamond shapes and oblongs. And they call them crazy quilt.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is... they put a lining of either cotton or light wool or whatever it is that they put in, and it's then a bottom is put on it, and then it's sewed around so as to keep the wool from riding all to one place, to keep it in squares.
What about the thing at the head of the bed? You put your head on a
bolster or a pillar.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
Well, the bolster goes all the way across the bed, and the pillow is for individual.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say the bolster goes clean across?
Clean across the bed.
Slam across or
all
plumb
the way across. Plumb across.
Do you use that word much?
Yes.
And say if you had a lot of company, you didn't have enough beds for everybody, for the children to sleep on.
Pallet on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Mine sleep out here on the porch a lot. Most. Now they sleep out here at night, all of them. Well, not all of them. Two girls sleep in the house, but the boys sleep out here.
Why, because of the heat?
Yeah.